This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of the Dominican University of California. You are now listening to Walkie Talkie, the show where your avid hiker host reviews the best walks in the Bay Area. Now let's get moving. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, or good night. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I have a good idea why. Welcome to the fifth episode of Walkie Talkie, where we talk about, well, hiking, and you know that already by now. Today's show is pretty similar to last week's, because I know I said last week's was going to be a special. However, I feel that giving you guys a specific area rather than just one specific trail to focus on is kind of better in a way, and it gives you guys more to explore and less focus on one specific trail and more about exploring. And I think hiking has a lot to do with exploring. So my solution to that is to give you guys a general area that's probably about 30, 40 miles wide, full of a bunch of different hikes that you guys can go ahead and go explore. Obviously, I'm going to go and see as much as I can about these places and tell you as much as I've seen, but I think that it'd be better if you guys were able to just check out certain trailheads on your own. And today is going to be another example of that kind of show. Today, we are going to be talking about a place that's a little bit farther away than most other places that we've talked about. And that place is going to be Lake Tahoe. Lake Tahoe is going to come about three and a half hours away from the Dominican campus, which seems very, very far, but you are getting that level of view for that level of drive. The place that I stayed and am specifically talking about is the south end of South Lake Tahoe. I know the north end is much more posh, much more expensive, and the views up there are nice. I did drive to the north end. I took a whole lap around the entire lake on the 28. I recommend it goes to the 89, and you can follow it all the way around the whole lake and get a great view of everything there is to see. But yeah, right up by Crystal Bay is the most expensive area. You're going to find your Hyatts up there, which are some of the nicest Hyatts I've ever seen. I thought a Hyatt was not that great of a hotel until I made it here, obviously. They have some great stuff up in Lake Tahoe, especially the north end. And the views are pretty similar to the south end, honestly. I hear a lot of people saying that it's better. I don't think it's that much better. I think it's very similar to the south end. So if you want to save some money and just stay at the south end where there's more stuff to do anyways, I would recommend it. I stayed right down by where the casinos are. This lake, if you don't know, borders Nevada and California straight through the middle of the lake. So halfway up, you will be able to cross the state line, and there are casinos, which is pretty sweet. Obviously, I can't gamble yet, but if you can, you can go ahead and do that right after your hikes, which I know a lot of people will get interested by. But yeah, like I said, I stayed right on the state line, right by Monument Peak, and that's basically the hike that I'm going to be talking about today, or at least the one that I went on myself. The views from the south end are spectacular. Obviously, the north end is where it's really at. You're going to get more rocks, you're going to get more mountains, and the coastline looks a little bit more interesting. The south end's pretty flat, other than obviously the mountains behind it. But I don't think it really matters, and because it is so flat, it means there's a lot more to do. There's big, brand new shopping centers that look great. There's a really nice main Broadway-style road where you'll be able to find all of your food, all your cafes, all of your tourist attractions, your gift shops. And you're also going to have a lot of beaches. You do have to pay to get onto some of these beaches, if not all the ones that I went on to. But definitely, definitely worth it. These beaches are really something to see. And even living in California where we have actual beaches, Lake Tahoe is a whole different experience. And I think it's definitely worth seeing. If you've never been to a lake that as big as Lake Tahoe, and if you haven't been to Tahoe, you probably haven't been to a lake as big as Lake Tahoe. There's something really surreal about sitting on a beach like that and having no waves and it just being that calm. The sand isn't going to be as nice as the beach or Stinson or something like that, and it will hurt your feet if you're walking around for a very long time. But I think it's definitely not the biggest deal, and the water is amazing to swim in. It's crystal clear right on the coast. It's such a deep blue if you look out into the distance. And didn't notice any fish or anything around me, or even any sort of algae, seaweed, nothing. It just felt like a giant cold pool, and the water was crystal. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't try to drink it, but the water that will end up in your mouth just out of swimming will probably be pretty good, pretty good, because it is, of course, Lake Tahoe. It's very crystal clean water. So how's the actual hiking itself, though, and the difficulty of these trails? Well, in the winter, obviously, Lake Tahoe is a very, very big skiing resort, and a lot of the mountains that surround Lake Tahoe, especially Monument Peak, which is the one that I went up, is mainly focused on skiing, and you'll kind of see that from down at the very bottom. You can look up and see all the dried-out ski trails that still exist where all the trees are just leveled straight through the mountain, and I think it looks pretty cool. They obviously have left a good amount of trees to where the view still looks extremely natural, but you will be able to notice where those ski trails have been and will be later on in the year. And obviously, if you ski or snowboard, this is going to be a perfect location for you in the winter, because there's not many better places than Lake Tahoe around here for 3 hours away, not even close for skiing or snowboarding. But that's not what this show's about, and we're here in the summer. So, how are the trails? Well, like I said, ski resort, so you're going to take a gondola mainly almost to the top. Not completely to the top, obviously, because there's still got to be some hiking to be done. But the gondola is pretty scary. The gondola is not for the faint of heart. It is very, very steep and very, very high. If anything goes wrong with that gondola, it's bad news for anyone in it. And as someone who trusts gondolas, it was fine, and I thought the view was crazy. It was something very surreal, but it did freak out the people that I was with because they weren't so happy with the height situation and being in a little cable car all the way up, well, you know, hundreds of feet in the air, which is completely respectable. But yeah, you will be going on a pretty crazy gondola ride on the way up. To go to the main station, aka the sky deck. And the sky deck is basically just a big observation platform, and there's even some food you can get there. And from the observation deck is where the hiking begins. It's basically you get dropped off in this main center where there's a bunch of trails that branch straight out, and it'll mark the distance of them and the length and difficulty. It is a great system. It's very easy to understand where you're going, very easy to understand which trail you were on, and very easy to see the trails. The trails are incredibly well maintained. They have rocks lining the sides of them to make sure that you stay on path. It's very much for people who have never hiked in their lives and want to walk. It's a very nice outdoor sidewalk. And there's nothing wrong with that. I actually really enjoyed it. Because Lake Tahoe is not really centered about the difficulty of these hikes. Most of these trails are really short. The longest one I was able to find was maybe 5.6 miles, I believe. Most of them averaged out to be around 2 to 3. The one I went on being pretty short, only being 1.5. Just to the peak. But you get the idea of how short these trails are. They're not very long, and they're very, very well kept. So what's the attraction of them? Well, the attraction of them is the view and what the trails have to bring. You are in Lake Tahoe, and you are in the forests of a mountain that there is no civilization around, and Yeah, Berkeley Mountains are very high up, but not even close to something like Lake Tahoe. The view from the top of these is incredible. You know, looking down on Lake Tahoe, which is... there aren't very many Lake Tahoes in the world. It's definitely something you have to see. Definitely something you have to see. But, like I said, you are not Berkeley High. You are Lake Tahoe High, where the altitude is going to be a problem. You're going to notice the altitude if you're hiking up here for a long amount of time. And I don't think that it's going to be a problem for people who are experienced in hiking, but for those who haven't really hiked and are trying to book it to Lake Tahoe to make it to the first trip, and they want to see all the trails, and they're going to hike 7, 8, 9 miles in one day at the top of this monument peak, I would be very careful. I would be very careful because the altitude will sneak up on you. I found myself kind of booking it to the peak of the mountain. Like I said, monument peak. And I definitely noticed the difference when I got to the top. I definitely was breathing a lot heavier than I thought I would be breathing. And there's a lot of safety measures up on these mountains. There's a ton of park rangers, people to call if things go wrong. And nothing is going to be far out. You're not going to be stranded if things go wrong, which is good. And they shouldn't go wrong because I believe that my audience is experienced enough to understand their limits and explore Monument Peak and the rest of Lake Tahoe with some expertise, hopefully, by listening to this podcast. So overall, why did I bring Lake Tahoe to you? Out of all the hikes we've been, Point Reyes, Point Bonita, Kent Lake, the hills of Berkeley, why would I bring you 3.5 hours away when we have the bay? And the bay has so much to offer. Why would I bring up something like this? Well, the bay has a ton to offer, but no matter where you go in the bay, you are still going to breathe that bay air. You are still going to be in that bay area with tons of people, and there's no escaping that, regardless of what trail you go on. Lake Tahoe, however, is different. Lake Tahoe is not anything like the bay. The air in Lake Tahoe is so crisp, it almost feels like you can break it if you stuck your hands out and tried to punch it. It is a whole different level of nature than being in the Bay Area is. A whole different level of surrealness and a whole different level of view in Lake Tahoe and the size of these mountains. It dwarfs the natural things that we have in the bay. And that's not to say that these things in the bay are not great. That's just to say that Lake Tahoe is a one of a kind. Not only is Lake Tahoe a great place to hike, Lake Tahoe is a great place for someone who likes to hike to go on vacation. There is a whole town in South Lake Tahoe that has so much to offer, a ton of cafes, awesome people, awesome shops, gifts, knickknacks. The whole center looks brand new. It's perfect. That paired with the mountain of Monument Peak and also the surrounding mountains that all have spectacular, well-maintained trails that are extremely safe and gorgeous in every single way, and that crispy air that I was talking about makes Lake Tahoe somewhere that is completely unlike any of the places that we've talked about so far. You're not going to get even close to the view that you would in the last 4 episodes than you are sitting at the very top of the California Trail on Monument Peak. You feel like you are on the top of the world, and that is completely justified in this case, because really, there aren't many places higher than you in about 50 miles of that area. The only thing to be wary about, like I said, is the altitude. Lake Tahoe is not low to the ground by any means, and at the top of Monument Peak, you will be feeling the altitude difference. Absolutely, you will be. But that should not deter you from going and exploring Lake Tahoe. from the hikes itself to the town center to the lake activities, jet skiing, boats. There's so much to do here, and you couldn't just spend one day, and that's why I like to say that Lake Tahoe would be a great place for a vacation for someone who loves to hike and be outdoors. There's not much of a better place. It's almost like a playground for anyone who likes outdoor things. And that's going to go ahead and wrap up the fifth episode of Walkie Talkie. I hope you guys like this new style of giving you guys an area instead of a specific trail. I think it gives you more of an idea of what to expect in the general area, because I know that you guys aren't just doing hiking in these areas. You're probably going to hike and you're probably going to want food afterwards or somewhere to stay or somewhere to go. And I think this style of show does that a little bit better for you guys. And like I said, that is going to go ahead and wrap up the fifth episode. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope to see you all out on the trails.